Welcome to Be All You Are, a midlife awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kaina Paranjape. I'm a former corporate executive, two-time entrepreneur, and mama. I've worked with and partnered with major brands and even helped a celebrity launch an award-winning business. But I also believe that who we are is not just reflected on our LinkedIn profile. When I was 30, my husband became suddenly critically ill. And after 8 years of living with a difficult illness, he passed away. This experience taught me that we need to claim our dreams now, embrace all we are, and create an amazing life along the way. Today, I help women like you navigate through change and transition to their next level of freedom and fulfillment, whatever that looks like for you. This podcast is all about stepping into all you are. It's about reconnecting to your inner voice so you can hear the whispers of your deepest dreams and cultivate the courage and a plan to create the life that is waiting for you. Now head out on that solo walk or settle into a cozy spot with a favorite beverage and join me. Well, hello, friends. I'm excited because I have something different to share with you today. Today, I am sharing with you the first day of my week-long masterclass series, 2 weeks notice, that began just this Monday. So today, on Wednesday, as you're listening to this, we are on day three. But the reason why I'm sharing day one with you is to let you know that it's not too late to join us. So all this week, we have been talking about giving 2 weeks notice to what no longer serves us in order to start down the path towards our next chapter of soul-fulfilling success. We are getting clear on what we want. We're facing our fears. We are taking action. We're learning about who we need to become. And we're learning a beautiful manifesting formula all in just this 1 week. It is Wednesday. If you have missed out and you are not a part of this amazing group of women who are making things happen, you can still join me. Just scroll down below to the show notes and you will see 2 weeks notice masterclass. Click on that link, put in your name and email address, and you will get the information to join us. I would love, love, love to have you in the group. Thursday and Friday are, which is basically tomorrow and the next day, are going to be by far the most powerful days. And if you're listening in the morning, you could still make it to the noon call, but you will also receive all the replays. Our calls are no more than an hour, so it really is like listening to a podcast episode. And I guarantee you that if you give your time to these 5 hours together with a bonus session on Monday, you are really fully going to open up what's possible for you. You are going to feel a shift within that is a window to a more expansive life, to more expansive work, to a better story about yourself and where you're going. Yes. All of that and more. Join me for 2 weeks notice. And this week, I am really excited for you to tune in to day one. So you'll get an essence, a flair. Of course, I'm on video. And so if you do sign up, you'll get the recording and you can watch it instead of listen to it. But I wanted you to have a sense of the magic that happens inside my free masterclass sessions. So tune in today. We are talking all about giving yourself permission to transition. So welcome everyone to 2 weeks notice. This is a week-long masterclass that is all about giving 2 weeks notice to what no longer serves you and taking the steps towards a life and career that is more aligned with the real you. This is like a lifelong journey that we are all on, and it's not about figuring things out tomorrow, but it is about being committed to that journey of finding that purpose and that work that fills you up and that doesn't feel like work, although it will always feel like work on some days, let's be real, right? Hi, Meetu. Nice to see you. Okay, so I wanted to tell you a quick story around how I came up with this name for the masterclass this week, 2 weeks notice. So many, many years ago, I was in a role. I had just come back from California where I lived and come back to Toronto. And I was working in a job that on paper looked awesome, right? We all have experienced that when you're in a job and on paper, you're like proud to tell people that you got it. But when I was actually in it, I realized this is not for me. And I was in a time in my life that I'm going to share a little bit with you soon, where I was going through a lot in my personal life. So I really needed work to be something that poured into me, right? We need things to pour into us and not feel like we're constantly pouring out. And in my personal life, I was doing a lot of pouring out. So I knew that it was going to take time to leave, right? I couldn't just quit and walk out the door, and I knew it was going to take time. So what I did was I changed the password on my work computer to 2 weeks notice. And I did that because I've always believed, and I think now we have research that proves this to be true, in the power of those repeatable messages that we say to ourselves. So, you know, oftentimes they take the form of affirmations. But what I did every time I typed 2 weeks notice into my computer, I was reminding myself, you are working on a plan to get you out of here. You are on your way, you're exiting. It's just a matter of time before you walk into your boss's office and say, I'm giving you my 2 weeks notice. So even on days where, you know, I was giving my best at work, but felt frustrated or felt like, oh, am I ever going to get out of here? That little action of typing 2 weeks notice into my computer was very powerful for me. And within 6 months, I was giving my 2 weeks notice, which is amazing. So this is why I wanted to call this workshop 2 weeks notice. Can anybody relate to this? Oh, I love it, Georgette. I just changed my work password this morning. Excellent. Yes, I also changed my bank password. Yes, you could. This is something you guys can do right now. Honestly, it's so, so easy to do, and it really helps it sink in. Okay, so it is a very strange day today. It's going to be warm later, but it is spring. This morning, as I was driving to this location, I just was like marveling at the blossoms and the flowers. And spring is my absolute favorite time of year because we're coming out of the darkness and the cold and the bare branches. And suddenly, you know, you're wearing a lighter jacket and you're moving into the season where you have like bare arms and you could feel the hair against your shoulders. I'm a summer girl. I can't help it. I am. And you put away all the heavy jackets and the heavy sweaters. And you like open your windows and you clean out your house and your car and you get your hair done. All of these things that we do to appreciate all the external beauty of spring. But this is also our opportunity to go within. To go within, it's a time for inner renewal. It's a time for asking ourselves questions. It's a time for clearing out and inviting in. So I love this beautiful quote by Harriet Ann Jacobs, and she says, "The beautiful spring came, and when nature resumes her loveliness, the human soul is apt to revive also." And I just think that's so lovely because I think this is the perfect time to be doing this workshop, to be giving this time to yourself this week, to be asking questions and getting off sort of the hamster wheel of life long enough to pause and say, what am I ready to let go of? What do I want to invite in? And how am I going to get there? And we're going to do all of that this week. So 2 weeks notice for you, it could mean that you are ready to make a big change. Like right now, you're like, I'm ready, I'm doing it. Or it could mean that you sense that you are going to be ready to make a big change, right? Like we're somewhere on that spectrum. And I've been there where you're sort of like, this isn't working for me, but I don't really know what my next step is. I don't know if that resonates with any of you right now. But the powerful thing about the word 2 weeks notice is that you don't have to be ready to, you know, say I quit to whatever it is. You just need to know that I'm giving notice to this. Like, I am committing to the fact that I'm going to change how I look at things in my life. I am going to work on changing myself. And that means things in my life are going to change. So you're giving notice to that. And I think that's really beautiful, because when we are ready to let go of what no longer serves us, we make space, we create like energetic, sometimes physical space even for new to come in. And I wanted to share this other quote by Roy T. Bennett that I love. And he says, if you want to fly, you have to give up what weighs you down. I mean, when I think about my own life and the times where I have been poised to fly, it was really only when I was first ready to set something down. That could be work, that could be in my personal life, that could be habits that I have. But once you are ready to put it down, then you will be ready to fly. So this workshop is going to be very interactive, although I can't see your beautiful faces. I want to hear from you in the chat. So the first question I want to ask you is, what are you ready to give 2 weeks notice to? Let's hear it in the chat. My job. Amazing, Georgette. It's so good when it's clear. Self-doubt. Yes, that's a huge one. Indecision. Oh my gosh. Yeah. We have to get off that indecision wagon. We need to get off playing small. I love it, Cher. Yes, these are all so good. Amazing. Packing for my e-commerce. Yeah, sometimes it's something really specific that we need to let go of. Imposter syndrome. I'm getting ready to change my job. A massive personal change. Yes. Lack of confidence. Okay. I'm so glad to hear this. Not because I want to hear about the things that you need to let go of, but because we're going to be talking about all of this whole week together, and not believing I can do it. We are going to literally cover every single one of these things. And I'm so excited to do that with you. And I'm going to be saying this a few times during the session, but if you have not already booked a Connect call with me, please do that, because I want to really go a little bit deeper into some of these things that you're writing in the chat, right? I really want to like hear from you. So make sure you do that, and I'll pop that link into the chat shortly. Okay, so we're going to be spending all week together, and by the time we get to Friday, you're going to have a framework that you can use, you can go back to and use to create or manifest anything in your life. And so I just want to walk you through what we're going to be covering this week from today through Friday, and then also the following Monday. So Monday today, we're obviously talking about giving ourselves permission to transition. And that can mean different things to you based on where you are in your life. But truly, it all begins with giving ourselves permission to want what we want. Sometimes that's the hardest part. So in today's session, we're going to really shine a light on the dreams you've put aside, or I'm at least going to help you shine a light into the corners where they're hiding. I'm being like, where are you? Or you might be very clear on what it is. But regardless of where you are on the spectrum today, I want you to really have the intention that you're going to claim what you want. You're not going to sit in indecision. You're going to say, this is what I want. And that's it for today. Like, we don't need to like go any further than that, but just to say that I'm going to claim this because I'm worthy of it and I deserve it. Tomorrow's a really good session, and I want everyone to try to be there, because we're talking about the biggest thing that holds us back, which is fear, facing our fears. So when you have a big dream or a dream that feels new, it's usually followed by even bigger fears. So in this session, we are going to face those fears one by one. And, you know, those fears could be anything from like financial fears to reputational fears. If you're thinking of transitioning to new work, it could be relational, like what is This is a very common one. What is Uncle Paul going to say? What's my mom going to say, right? All of those people that we worry about. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to learn how to really zoom in on our fears so that we can take a close look, understand them, and really come up with almost solutions to them so that they no longer have power over us. So that's what we're going to do on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we're going to talk about taking early action. So I know, you know, I've said this a few times that most transitions don't start with you walking into your boss's office and dramatically saying, "I quit," and flinging your hair and slamming the door on the way out, right? We wish that, we imagine it, but it's not always like that. So I want to talk about creating a plan. Like, how do you create a plan to make that transition to a path, to a career that is more aligned with your goals? And in this session, we're going to talk more about the practical side of pursuing your dreams and things like time management and planning ahead and all of these things. We're going to tackle that on Wednesday. On Thursday, we're going to talk about stepping into who you need to become, because as our dreams evolve, we and our own identity needs to evolve, right? So we want to step into the identity of the woman who is going to make our dreams come true. And that is just about us evolving. We've been evolving all our lives, and now we're going to just really be intentional about it. And then Friday, I'm going to teach you the Be All You Are manifesting formula. So in this session, I will share with you the 5-step formula that I've taught to hundreds of women and they have used to create their dream work, romantic partner, found their ideal home, and so many other things. So that's what's going to happen on Friday. And then on Monday, we're going to do a bonus day workshop Q&A session. So before we get started, I wanted to remind you of a few things. One is to join the Facebook group if you haven't already, because in there I will be posting updates and sharing other things. Questions and interactions and bonuses and all kinds of things in there. Here, now I have the link for the Connect call that I'm going to share with you. And then just a reminder that recordings for these sessions will be sent out every afternoon after our time together. So even if you aren't able to make it live someday this week, just know that the replay will be sent to you and you can join and rejoin the group and listen in and then join us in the Facebook group. Okay, so I wanted to talk about how these sessions are going to work. Every day, I'm going to dive into one of these topics with you, and I'm going to ask you questions throughout the session and also leave you with some homework at the end. So there's going to be follow-up because I really want you to make the most of this week together. I want you to really make it a part of your thinking this week. I encourage you, like I said, to have a notebook and pen on hand and to even in the night, as I've given you these homework questions, to really reflect on them and do some journaling. I think it's really powerful and it may shift things for you, right? And that's what we really want, is we want a shift into our more powerful selves. And the other thing I wanted to say to you is I want to hear from you in the chat. So I can't see all of your beautiful faces, and I'm imagining you sitting in front of your computer or on your phones, or maybe you just have an earbud in. But this chat is for you and for me to hear from you. So feel free to comment, ask questions, leave a heart if something resonates, or, you know, a question mark if you need clarification, because we can chat here and in the Facebook group, but I really want to hear from you. I also want to ask you to give these sessions as much of your full attention as you can. I know it's, you know, hard. We have so much else going on, but it is worth your time, and you are also worthy of this time. So if you can, close your other tabs and be here with me. I am fully here with you, and I would love for you to do the same. If you for some reason can't do that, right? Maybe it's busy time at work and you're trying to squeeze it in, or maybe you have kids at home. That's okay too. I'm just so glad that you're here and that you're taking this time for yourself. Again, make sure you have a notebook and pen on hand and a glass of water or something just so you can be comfortable. All right. I wanted to give you a quick introduction to who I am. So my name is Kana Paranjape, and I'm the founder of All You Are. And I help women around the world find the clarity, courage, and confidence to step into their full potential in their work and in all areas of life and create a life that is worthy of them. I'm also the host of Be All You Are, a podcast about stepping into all you are, where I host amazing guests and also share stories and lessons through the work that I do on a weekly basis. The main ways that I work with women are through workshops like these. I do a limited amount of one-on-one coaching, so I do take one-on-one clients. But the way that I'm the most proud of is through my signature six-month program called Be All You Are. And this is an incredible journey and community and mentorship program that I've developed for women just like you. And I will be sharing more about that later for those of you who are ready to go deeper into this work. But I wanted to mention it to you now. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about me for those of you who don't know me. I like to say, and I know so many of you are ambitious and driven women, professional women, but I like to say that there is a there is life on our LinkedIn profiles, and then there's the whole life lived off of our LinkedIn profiles, right? And so my LinkedIn profile, I'll give you that little bit first. The sort of least interesting part about me is that I have over 20 years of experience in retail leadership. So I specifically was in merchandising and marketing, and I worked for brands like Indigo, Joe Fresh, Old Navy, Banana Republic. My most recent full-time role was I was the VP of brand and merchandising for Houseplant, which was Seth Rogen's lifestyle cannabis company. And I basically helped Seth bring his beautiful vision into the world. I'm also the co-founder of a company called Bricka that supported artisans and designers. And that company was later acquired. And then All You Are, the company that I'm heading up right now, it started as a product-based business. So I have this very deep career in the areas of retail and merchandising and marketing and product. And I love that side of me. And again, it's proudly on my LinkedIn profile, and I have a lot of skills and expertise in that area, which I naturally bring to the work that I do. But I have a story that is not on my LinkedIn profile that really has turned me into who I am today and has evolved me to do a whole different kind of work. And it's funny because this session is called Permission to Transition. And I needed to do that for myself. You know, it's like you look at your LinkedIn profile and you say, well, this is what I've done all along. How could I possibly do this? And it took me time to realize that it wasn't about what I'd done that which should dictate where I was going. It was about where I wanted to go. It was where I felt called to go, right? And not about what I had done in my past. I'm not letting my past dictate my future anymore. And that's what I want to share with you today. I grew up on the East Coast of Canada. I went to McGill. I did my MBA at U of T, and then I moved to California and with my husband, who was my high school sweetheart. And we were happily living in San Francisco, doing very well there. I was working for Gap, just loving the city and loving life. And my husband suddenly got very sick. And we're talking 4 months in the ICU, really on his deathbed several times during that period. And when he finally was able to come out and had healed enough to come out, he had a serious medical condition that needed to be managed. So on a regular basis. So life did not go back to normal. We left everything in California. We moved back to Toronto where our families were so that we would have support and, of course, a medical system that is a little less expensive. And we started our journey. And this was in our 30s. So, you know, from the age of 30 to 38, it was hospitals, it was daily IV changes, it was not the life that I had expected to have for myself. And when I looked around and I saw what others were doing, what a lot of my friends were doing, it was a harsh reality that at this stage of life was not going to be for me, and that I needed to carve out my own path, and that I needed to stop looking at what other people were doing and start creating my own unique experience, because so much of what I was experiencing was nothing like anyone else's. Also during that time, I started to realize that nobody could tell me how to make the best choices for me in that situation. Nobody else was going through what I was going through, not even my mom or, you know, other relatives who were older and wiser. And I really learned to go within. I learned to trust myself. I learned to do the work to understand who I was. I learned to reframe the situation I was in. I learned to really understand how strong and resilient that we all are, and that we all have access to this. And so those years really profoundly changed what I felt was possible and what I was capable of. And then when my husband and I were both 38, he passed away. So that was almost 10 years ago now. And in those 10 years, I have spent so much time healing, learning, studying, personal growth, spirituality, all of these things. And I found myself helping other women very naturally, not even trying, right? And it's like, you know, sometimes people will ask you, well, what would you do if you wouldn't, even if you weren't going to get paid for it, what would you do, right? That's such a great, powerful question. And I sort of eased into the being able to answer, well, I think I would work with women and I would help them see what was possible for them. I would help them reframe what they were going through. I'd help them tell a new story about their life. And that's what I was really doing. And it wasn't until about 2 years ago that I gave myself full permission to transition. And I realized this is the work I'm actually meant to be doing. And all of those things are amazing and I'm proud of them and they aren't going anywhere. But I'm going to use them as a platform to step into my next chapter of soul fulfilling success, my next chapter of the work that I plan to do for the rest of my life. So that is my story. And thank you for being here and for being a part of the work that I want to do and that I'm doing in service of you. So thank you for being a part of that. You're welcome, Jennifer. All right. So before we dive in further, I wanted to take a moment to ask you to ask yourself, why are you here today? Why are you here today? What are you hoping to hear or learn? What are you hoping somebody will say to you? So take a minute to write that down. And feel free to share it in the chat because I would love to hear what you are here for. And give you a second. Okay, Kirsty says, building up some momentum to move forward this spring. Always find Kana's advice sits deeply. Oh, thank you, Kirsty. Chelsea, to create space for clarity and learning. That's awesome, Chelsea. You're totally going to get that. Georgette, I'm here to try and figure out what I want in life, what's important to me. Absolutely. They're so important questions that we don't pause to ask them. Here to step into the potential I know I have, to let go of the fear of failing. Yes, Yes. I mean, I always think, you know, as we're looking at this, I think about Taylor Swift because obviously she's very like top of mind for everybody these days. But what if at any point Taylor Swift had had a bad concert or had bad review and was like, you know what? I am not doing this anymore. I'm not doing it. And she had just stopped. That's what I think about when I think about us not giving ourselves permission to play full out and to be ourselves full out and to go after what we want. Okay, pivoting in my current career to level up and expand. Someone else will help me to believe that there's still time. It's not too late. Absolutely. I literally, it's my mantra. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. to get confidence in my next step, a new journey into the uncertainty to support my goal of living a more authentic life. Yes. Facing an exciting, terrifying transition and move to another city. Oh, wow, Jennifer, I can't wait to hear more about that. Looking to add to my business. Yes. Okay. These are all so great. Yes. Okay. Amazing. All right. So today we are focused on getting clear on what we want and giving ourselves permission to want it. And I just want to say that if you are in this session, and I can see this even from the answers here, that if you are here or you're a woman who has seen success in your life, you've already had a lot of success, right? You likely in many areas of your life. And in spite of that success, something isn't quite jiving anymore, right? Maybe it's not lining up, or maybe you're like, oh, but this is just quite, isn't it? Or I'm not like fully playing out, full out. And maybe what used to fulfill you, or maybe never even fulfilled you, right? It doesn't fulfill you anymore. And for a while that was okay. You dealt with it. But for whatever reason lately, you don't want to settle for that anymore. And I get that. I hear you. And you know this, you know that you're not satisfied with where you are, but it's hard to let go of where that source of success came from, right? It's hard to let go of something that you know, that is known, that you know how to do, even if it doesn't work anymore, and then choose to walk into the unknown. This is true both in work and in life, right? Like whether we're talking about a relationship or a career, it's hard to let go of the unknown. But I want you to trust that you're here for a reason and trust that there is a part of you that knows better. There's a part of you that's like, no, I'm not like willing to let the fear or the imposter syndrome or the seeming lack of confidence hold me back. I'm not going to do that. And that's why you're here. And I want you to lean into that because there is a path to your next chapter of success. All these things that you've said that you're here for, there's a path to that. And you know, there was a path to your last chapter of success. So let's really start to look at what that looks like this week. And I also want to say that if you are later in life and are wanting to do something new, you are not starting from where you were. You're not rewinding to like 20-year-old you and starting again. You are experienced and you are wise and you have skills that you don't even realize that you have. And you have a knowing that you kind of take for granted. So whatever you do next, wherever you're going next, you're using all of that experience and wisdom as a platform, and you're going to leverage all of that in order to accelerate where you go next. And I'm telling you, you will be amazed at how much you know, even when you're diving into something new. So I want to give you that like extra boost of encouragement that you're not starting again, right? You're starting now from where you are. I want to remind you about a few things about this desire to change course. Because sometimes we kind of beat ourselves up for it. We're like, oh, I reached success, or, you know, this is what I said I wanted to do. Why am I so hard on myself? Why am I like not happy with this, right? I should be happy. But wanting to transition, like, you know, even in nature, transitions are always happening. It's permanence that isn't natural. So what I mean by that is that deciding to make a transition in your life is a way of responding to new information, right? Either external changes, it could be your own personal evolution, things are changing within you. Transitioning to something new or pivoting is about responding to what we're experiencing on all fronts. It's a very holistic decision, right? And it is about taking all of those inputs that you're getting, how you feel, what's happening in your life, you know, maybe how you're noticing that certain things aren't working out, like you're not getting the jobs you're applying for, or you're not getting promoted. You're taking all that information and you're evaluating, am I still on the right track? So wanting something new doesn't mean we've done something wrong at all. All we're doing is evolving. We're evaluating and we're changing course and then we're moving on. So I just wanted to make that like very clear for all of you. And the other thing I want to say is that we don't really need permission. What we need is support, because a lot of times we are making these, or we are like contemplating these changes alone in a silo, right? And maybe we have people in our lives who love us and we talk to them, but they only know where we came from, right? They know who we are, who we've been. They don't know the dream that's inside of us. They don't know who we long to become. They don't know like what we imagine for ourselves, because maybe we're not even fully letting ourselves imagine that. So it's hard when you are thinking about stepping into something new in any way to do it alone. We need support, and traveling down a new path with support is so much easier and more fun and enjoyable, because we have like-minded and heart-minded peers who are brave enough to be on the same path with us. Like all of you on this call fall into that category, right? Like, can you imagine if we were in an actual room together talking about this, like how empowered we would feel as a group that like, oh yeah, you want to do that? That's amazing. Yes, you should do it. Of course you should do it. And we'd be mirroring that back to each other. So finding some kind of support, right? Whether it is a mastermind group, whether it is a coach, whether it is a group coaching program like the one that I offer, whether it is like a community organization, right? Something somewhere where you can feel like I'm not alone and I'm like swimming with the school of fish and I'm not like the one fish trying to like swim upstream all by themselves. And I for sure in my career have always turned to some kind of support. I've never tried to do it alone. As much as I know that I have this inner strength and resilience and drive and ambition, and I know it's there, I know that when I link arms with others, I move past self-doubt so much faster. I like get inspired by others who are on the path too, so that it's not just me trying to like figure it out and trying to find my way. It's a really beautiful thing. Okay, I want to, now that we're talking about why we need to give ourselves permission and how we need support to do that, I want to talk about what do we want to transition to? So how many of you know exactly what you want? Like how many of you know, we've talked a little bit about the things that we are here, why we're here and what we're looking for, but just like, you know, type in the chat, yes or no, when I ask you, do you know exactly what you want? Okay. Yes. No. Okay. It looks like a little more no's than yeses, maybe. Okay. It's all good. So there are a lot of no's, and this isn't not uncommon because basically for three reasons, and I'm going to dive quickly into these three reasons of why it's so hard for us to be clear on what we want. The first is conditioning, right? We've been told what to do since we were 5 years old, or maybe even before that. It's like, do this, do that. That's not smart. This is smart. I mean, especially if you're a child of immigrants, like I am, it's like, don't do that degree. That's a waste of time. What are you going to do with that? Right? Like there's all these things that we've been getting since we were young. We haven't really been given full permission to just think for yourself and lean into your gifts. And I often think like, I love writing, but writing was always just a pastime for me. It was never something that I really invested in. And I always wonder, like, what if I'd really invested in writing? What would have come of that? Like, I have no idea, right? And so one reason that we have a hard time getting clear is just our upbringing and our conditioning. The second reason, and this is something that I talk about a lot on the podcast, in my groups, is just the noise and busyness of life. As women, we take on so much. We're like thinking about the family and work and our teams, and we just take it all on. We take on more than our fair share, right? And there's a whole bunch of statistics to back that up. We don't have time. We don't have time for self-reflection. We don't have time to, like, you know, maybe do some more uncomfortable work where we dive into what's holding us back and things like that. I've worked with so many women who I give homework to, and they're like, I didn't have 15 minutes this week to do it. And I'm like, no. We need to carve out time. So that's, you know, going to be something that you'll hear me talk about more. And the third reason why getting clear on what you want can be hard is because of fear, right? It stops us from even listening to what we want. What will people think of me? Like, okay, fine. Now I have this idea in my head, but am I really going to do something about it? Where would I even begin? And sometimes it's just like, we don't even want to face it, right? We don't want to face the truth because we know after that truth comes a whole lot of other messy stuff, like maybe really leaving a relationship or maybe realizing we're not in the right career altogether. So we're just like, no, I don't want to go there, right? So there's a lot of fear. So we're gonna be talking about all those things this week. But I also want to make sure that I emphasize why it's so important to know what we want and why it's so important to get quiet and to get clear. And I want to share three of those reasons with you today. So the first is that you are a completely unique being. You have a fingerprint that is unique to you, that even twins have a unique fingerprint, if you can believe that. So you have your own unique set of gifts, skills, personality, your unique magic. And if you can imagine, if each one of us were told from the time we were babies, you are magical, and all you have to do is discover and uncover and grow your own magic. Like, imagine what would happen. Imagine, like, how we would blossom. And Deepak Chopra really helps take a lot of Hindu concepts and makes them very, like, understandable. And so he has this definition for dharma, right? Which is sort of like your destiny. And he says it's a process by which you use your unique skills and passions to serve your community and the world. And so each one of us has a dharma, and it can look many different ways, but just, I want you to know that you are meant to do something that is a reflection of who you are. The second reason why it's so important to get clear on what we want is because we do not want to live a life filled with what ifs. Bonnie Ware, who wrote, she was a hospice nurse, and she wrote a book called The Five Regrets of the Dying. She said that the number one regret, after holding hundreds of interviews of people at the end of their lives, was, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. So that is, like, just a powerful reminder, something to remind ourselves of every day, that we don't want to live with what ifs. And then the third reason is one that is very important to me, and I know is to many of the women, well, all of you, truly. But if you are a mother as well, you know, this would resonate even more so, or even if you have nieces and nephews or little brothers and little sisters, is that we have a responsibility to future generations of women and men too, right? To show them what it means to live an authentic life, to really demonstrate through our own example the impact we can have when we tap into our own inherent power and gifts and lead from there. So I think it is about you know, it was Mother's Day yesterday, and I spent it with my mom, and she often has trouble understanding the work that I do, right? Because in that generation, it was sort of like very vocational, like these are the jobs that you do, right? And what I'm doing doesn't really fit any of the descriptions of the things that she knows. But instead of feeling like I have to have her get it, or I feel guilty that I'm not kind of fitting an expectation that she would want, I understand and really know that it's our job to evolve. It's our job to like drop those ancestral beliefs, limiting beliefs, drop the guilt, and we're being called on to expand and grow and show others what's possible, show future generations what's possible. That is what we're meant to do. We're not meant to conform to what our parents expect from us. And I know so many of us, even like women in their 40s and 50s, are like, what's my mom going to think? Right? So we're going to release that. Thank you, Bria. Okay, so I want to ask you again to go a little bit deeper with this question. What do you no longer want? Because when we talk about what we want, sometimes that can feel very huge, right? I don't know where to begin. It's too big. But we do know what we don't want. We do know, maybe it's like, I don't want a toxic boss. I know that I no longer want to work with a toxic boss. I don't want to have such a rigid schedule. Like, I don't want that anymore. That could be another thing. Another thing could be, I am not okay with not being appreciated at my workplace. So I want to ask you, what do you no longer want? I'd love for you to drop that in the chat. Less than your worth. Yes. To always be stressed. Work that I don't have care and passion for anymore. Feels disconnected. Yes. I don't want to feel unseen and underappreciated. Dreading work, being uninspired. Toxic. Yes. Mm-hmm. Weight of my business alone. Yep. Living month to month. Yes. That's a big one. Okay. All right, guys, there's so much in this. And what I want you to do now is I want you to just start with, what would the exact opposite of that be? Because I want you to go much beyond that. And we'll do that this week. I want you to go way beyond just the opposite of what you don't want, because there's so much more available to you, right? There's so much more available to you than that. But like, right now, as you're writing all this down, what is the exact opposite of what you wrote in the chat? I want to hear, because that's going to be so juicy and so good. Yes, Kirsty, that's so good. Always pause before making decisions to make sure there's alignment of what I really want to do. So like, for example, if you said that you'd no longer want to be unchallenged, what would the opposite of that be? Yes, Maria, you said you no longer wanted to feel alone, right? Financial freedom and control of my time, working with people with a similar vision. Yes. Yes. And you know, I would love to help you workshop the opposites of these a little bit. And I think maybe that's something that we could do on our bonus day, because again, it's so important that we are able to articulate what we want. And we'll actually be working through this on Friday as we're going through the manifesting formula. Because how we articulate what we want makes it so much easier for us to bring it closer to us, to step closer to it, and then have it like magnets, right? Come closer to us. And there's sort of an art to that. And so I want to help you with that this week. Okay, so this week, I'm going to be sharing the homework with you, but basically one of the things I want you to work on this week is I want you to, in your journal, every day this week, maybe at night, because I think it will make the most sense with these sessions, but you could also do it first thing in the morning. I want you to journal with the question, what do I want? And I want you to make the list as long as you can every day. and like, just keep going, just keep going. Maybe you set a timer for like 5 minutes and you write for as long as you can in those 5 minutes. What do I want? And the reason why I want you to do that is because I want you to exercise the muscle of wanting. I want you to exercise the muscle of acknowledging your desires. That's what I want you to do. So this whole week, I want you to journal, what do I want? And don't judge it at all. You could literally be like, I want a Fendi bag. I don't know. I want a live-in babysitter. I don't know. Whatever it is for you, just write it all down because I want you to exercise that muscle. So last fall, I spoke at a retreat for women in Palm Springs, and it was a group of female entrepreneurs. And I asked this question, what do you want? And the room kind of just fell quiet, and everybody was just like thinking and, you know, asking themselves a question we don't ask ourselves nearly enough. And finally, someone really quietly said, peace. I want peace. And then around the room, women started nodding like, yeah, I want peace too, you know? And when they were saying that, they weren't talking about peace, meaning like it's quiet in their house and the kids are well behaved and nothing is chaotic. It was that they wanted to feel a sense of inner peace, right? That they're not, that things can be happening around, but that we have it, I don't even want to say under control, because it's not about control. It's just about the sense of equanimity. I always have trouble with that word, equanimity, right? The sense of just like things are calm under the surface, regardless of what's happening around me. So the reason I bring that up is that ultimately, when we say we want something, right? Whether it is to hire somebody or to do a certain kind of work or to start a business or to be in a relationship, ultimately what we want isn't that specific thing. Ultimately what we want is the feeling that we're going to have when we have it, right? It's the feeling. We want to be in a certain state of being, and we imagine that when we have that thing, that's what we're going to have, right? So I want to ask you that question right now before we start to wrap up, which is, how do you want to feel? Like when you imagine yourself a year from now and things have worked out the way you want to, right? You've gotten clear on what you want. We've worked on a path together. You've started down that path. You're making changes. You're changing. The way you are looking at things is changing. All of that is happening. And how do you feel? I want to hear from you in the chat. How do you want to feel? Yes. Satisfaction and contentment, calm, joyful, serene, expressive, creative, so beautiful, abundant and magnetic, yes, relaxed, motivated, proud, hopeful, energized, so good, all of the above, yes, it's so true, yes. Okay, so the other piece of homework I want to give you is I want you to write these words down in your notebook, the ones that you wrote, bubbly joy and calm during the storms. Yes. I want you to write those down, and I want you to see if you can practice embodying those feelings during this week's masterclass. And I know that's like a tall order, but even if you just wrote it on a post-it note, I'm obsessed with post-it notes. I'm always talking about them. But if you wrote the words like motivated and proud, and then you just put them up, and Catherine, you wake up in the morning tomorrow and you say, today I'm going to feel motivated and proud. I want to see if that shifts anything for you. And I would love to check in with you at the end of the week and hear how that shifted things for you, right? To see that I'm just going to put my attention here. And if I put my attention here, does it shift how I'm feeling? I want you guys to do that experiment. Okay, so how many of you still aren't clear on what you want, even after we went through all that? Just type yes in the chat if you're still not clear. That's okay. Okay. So for anybody who's not clear, I'm going to give you three tips. The first is clarity needs quiet. So give yourself quiet time. even if it's 15 minutes first thing in the morning, even if it's like you have to sit in your car for 15 minutes before you get home at the end of the day, or before you get out of your car at the end of the day, give yourself time. The second thing is start with what you don't want and then ask yourself, what is the opposite? That exercise we just did, go a little bit deeper with that. And I'm going to send you all this homework with a replay so you'll have it. And then the third thing is to explore. I want you to explore what you're interested in. Explore what piques your curiosity. Start taking small action steps. If you're not clear about what you want, start exploring, having conversations, signing up for different classes, meeting with people who could help you with understanding if this might be something you want. We need to like get a little bit more playful, right? And exploring what it is that we want, what we would like to try on for ourselves. All right. So I want to recap. Well, that's amazing to hear it, Bonnie. I want to recap because we have just about 5 minutes left and I don't mind if we go a bit over, but I also want to make sure I know everybody has busy work schedules and everything. I want to recap quickly what we talked about today on our first day together, all about giving yourself permission to transition. So the first thing we talked about is that the desire to transition, especially in this stage of life, is natural, right? We're evolving. We're basically like blossoming into the next version of us. Of course, we're going to want different things, right? Staying the course and feeling like we need to stay permanently the same way, that is actually not natural. So that's that. And I know that is a bit of a paradigm shift because again, that's not how our mothers or our fathers even really looked at growing older. But I think we are reframing that as a generation. We talked about how critical it is to feel supported as we embark down a new path, really connect in, plug into a group of like-minded, like-hearted people, as well as mentorship. We talked about the three reasons why it's difficult to get clear on what we want, you know, a lot of noise and conditioning and things like that. We talked about the reasons why knowing what you want is crucial to your life's journey, right? Like not having any regrets, and also wanting to serve as an example to future generations. And then I asked you some questions to help you clarify what you want, emphasizing that it's most important to know how we want to feel because what it actually looks like can take on many different forms. But if we know how we want to feel, then that's our anchor. We have the feeling as the anchor. So if you haven't booked your Connect call, I want to make sure you do that because I really want to meet with you guys in person. And I have met with quite a few of you, but I want to make sure we do that. And then I want to make sure that you're doing that journaling exercise I gave you, which is to ask yourself what you want. You're going to do that every day today, this week. I will share those in the Facebook group as well as in the email. And tomorrow is a very important day. Tomorrow we are going to be focusing on fear. And fear is really the reason why, even if we are clear, we don't move towards what it is we want. But I don't want to talk about fear from a high level. I want us to get nitty gritty, like really, what are you afraid of? Really, 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 what are you afraid of? Because that's the only way that we can face it properly instead of it being this big swirling cloud of fear. Tomorrow, I'm also going to be sharing with you more details of my group program called Be All You Are. And it's a beautiful 180-day experience that leads you on a journey to step into your highest self and to your next chapter of soul-fulfilling success. And there's a community of women already in there waiting for you. And it's just an incredible accelerator. It's like a life accelerator. So I'm going to drop the link to that program in the chat so that you can like have a look if you're interested. You can ask me questions this week if you're interested. But I will be talking about it more over the coming week. Thank you so much for being with me here today. I have appreciated you and love hearing from you in the chat and have loved connecting with some of you on the calls. And I'm hoping I did open up spots because I know my calendar was a little bit blocked. Thank you, Bria. It was so lovely to connect with you too. So for sure do that. And I appreciate you and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Don't miss it. And if you have friends who you're like, oh my God, this person needs to hear this, It's not too late to join. They can join anytime. They'll get the replay from today, and then they can just join us tomorrow. Thank you, everybody. Wishing you an amazing day. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope you found inspiration and use this podcast to start stepping into all you are. You can find information that was shared in today's show just below in the show notes. If you love this conversation, please share it with others so they can benefit from it too. You can take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram, or share a link via text or email to a friend. Let's be clear, we need more women stepping into all they are. So go ahead and share away. And of course, subscribe to the podcast so that you receive the latest episodes every week, and take a quick moment to rate it and leave a review. Thank you so much. Until next time, remember to keep exploring what it means to be all you are.